Jesus, or whoever, help me let go of unreasonable fears that are preventing me from living my life in your word. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Jessica Delfino is back with us.
Thank you. Hello.
Great to see you.
Good to be seen. Thank you.
Newsy's here as well.
Oh, what a surprise.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Newsy's been doing intern work for us, helping us out.
1 to 10.
1 to 10. How are you doing?
Yeah.
This is your second day so far. 10.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Nine. So you don't get a big head. Room for improvement.
I'll show up tomorrow ready to work.
You could have been here a minute earlier just to show initiative. We wouldn't answer the door, but it would have been good you were outside waiting. But you'll know for next time.
He ran for the bus.
You ran for a bus?
I did. I could have just stood there and waited, but I ran because I saw it was coming.
And then he tweeted about it, and then McNally wrote, yeah, I've been late for work because of not running for a bus. But then again, standing waiting for the next bus sucks too. So.
No way to win. You won't win, bus.
Yeah, either way, running, waiting, they both stink.
Yep. I just hate the way I look when I'm just so desperately like trying to catch that bus, and everybody's on the bus laughing at me even though they're not.
Paparazzi has seen you look like an asshole. Hey, let me tell you exciting news. New Keith and the Girl TV coming out. By the time this is downloaded, I believe it'll be up. It is smashing the last computer. Newsy was there, Kyle was there, Jeremy beating the shit out of it. I don't know if we told this story or not, where Henda deliberately left because she didn't want to see the destruction, forgot something, comes back in the house or calls me, say, I'm going to come back in. It's okay, right? I go, oh, it's good you called. What do you need? I'll hand it to you at the door.
Yeah, and then all I hear are boys giggling. Nothing like the sound of men giggling.
We're very excited. So that'll be up soon also, of course. And be sure you're a member to a member of all these things. Our Twitter.com/KeithandTheGirl, Facebook.com/KeithandTheGirl. Get announcements of all this stuff. KeithandTheGirl.com/forums. And I'll tell you, we sent this email out. Other exciting news, if I'm not bombarding you with exciting news, we're going to do another Keith and the Girl marathon.
Woo!
75 hours long we're going to do.
That's 1 hour longer than last year.
That's right.
Exactly. Nice. It was about a year and a half ago that we did our first marathon, and it was 72 hours that we promised, and we went 74 hours instead. This time we're going to go at least 75 hours straight. Wow. We're talking about live everything. We had.
By the way, don't say at least. We're going 75.
What is that? Like a week?
It's like a month and a half.
Wow. That's a long time.
It's February 28th at 6 p.m. till March 3rd at 9 p.m. So that gives you a little bit of an idea that it's a little ways.
It's something.
So we had last year comics, musicians. We'll have that again. We had a tarot reader. I'm going to ask him back on the show again.
Bunch of live music.
Yeah. Keith, our friends, just our friends that aren't comics or anything in the business, came over. Adam was a freak.
You got to know the real us instead of this facade we put on every day. Get to know what we're really thinking.
After they've been up for about, 12 plus hours.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I remember one of the times I just get like, huh? Let's call someone. And then I just prank people. And that's actually how the Clown by the Girl CD started. Mm. I was doing so many prank calls. In fact, I was like, there are people listening live all the time and watching us on camera. And I said, all right, anyone hate anybody? I'm going to prank call them now.
First of all, let me mention, by the way.
I was calling people's friends.
Let me say, Henda CD, Clown by the Girl. And it's available at a store, keithandthegirl.com/store. I love it. And I want you to hear this and start apologizing for all the emails I get on how I'm the evil one. It's so ridiculous.
I was actually up for most of the 74-hour podcast. I stayed awake, I'd say, for about 60 hours of it. The other rest, I had to go to work.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe next year, I'll be calling out for it.
Good. Maybe you'll do better this time. And it's to talk about the release of our new book, What Do We Do Now? A relationship book available March 9th, but we appreciate everybody pre-ordering it. And right now, of course, you can read a chapter for free. KeithandTheGirl.com/book.
And pre-ordering it does help us out. The more people buy it before on the date, the more we are likely to get on all the lists.
I pre-ordered it.
Thank you, Jessica.
And I read the chapter. It was very funny.
Thank you.
It was good. It was Frank.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, it was Keith.
It's that kind of humor you can find in the book.
Yeah, it was very frank.
Well, Darren wrote this. I pre-ordered your book the first day you said it was available for pre-order. To be honest, I wasn't really planning on reading. I just wanted to support the show.
I'm okay with that.
I just read an excerpt that is posted online and actually laughed from reading words. I am impressed and now plan on reading it cover to cover.
What?
So I laughed out loud. I did.
Yeah. What? I think we're making literacy happen. What do you guys think of that?
We have a lot of listeners that don't read. They go, book, I guess, if you want. How about I just give you the money? And I'm like, well, that's not the point. You got to buy the book. Thank you.
If you give us the money, yeah, we'll just buy the book, and that's not going
to
look good.
And they read it, and they go, wow, it's not bad to read. When did people start doing this? This is okay.
Now, can people buy it for their online sci-fi modern book machine-like things that they have?
I think like whenever you order it, you can click something to show interest, like an iPad or the Kindle, all that stuff. But that's future talk.
Right.
I don't know about that. We're old school. We're going cavemen on this one. So we'll see. But probably in the future. Which, speaking of which, by the way, the iPad, after we were done the other day shitting all over it. I was just shitting on the deal that everybody's so excited. Like, everybody come. It's not even out yet. Yay! Is it Bill Gates? Here's what Bill Gates is going to...
No.
Who's the other one? Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs. Yeah.
They're all the same. Here's what Steve Jobs is going to... How dare you? They're not the same at all. Straight to the garbage with those emails. Just telling you. I'm just telling you. Calm down. Put the fingers down. He's going to talk about the iPad and the stats. And here's all the stats. And watch, he's going to talk about.
And they're sending you the actual info that this guy's going to talk about.
Right. Then he talks about it, and they'll go, oh, my God, that is what he talked about.
Yeah, they already have his speech somehow.
Right.
Sent to their email.
Oh, my God, he did talk about it. And by the way, you can't buy this now. Yay! Yay, I'll get all excited. I'm all excited. Well, anyway, you can have one. You go to mycontestsite.com. It's Henda's brother's site. You click a button, and now you're in this contest. No catches, no awareness. And you're like, well, that doesn't even fucking make sense. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. But that's what you do. You can win one of those iPads. Picture, you know how you like your iPhone? Picture it like way too big. That's the iPad. And you can get that for free.
Going back for just a second, poor grad student is reminding us this. Don't forget that you talked to Newsy's mom during the 74-hour podcast, too. We talked to your mom for the first time.
That is right.
You know, I don't understand these people that have this kind of relationship with their mom. If anyone wanted to call me while I was working, doing any kind of on-air decisions, I would literally shit my pants. This guy's like, yeah, tell her I have my penis online.
She's okay with it as long as my face isn't directly by the penis.
That's a son. That's a mother-son talk.
That's right.
Well, you can't reach that yet, right?
Yet. I'm gonna balloon up from implants like that guy.
But mentioning phones, by the way, phone calls, there were marriage proposals. There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, you can't reminisce. It was 3 days.
We talked to McNally's mom.
And all that's available, by the way, keithandthegirl.com. You ready for all these slashes? By the way, just go to the site and look around. But /74/74, and you can hear that whole marathon. Yeah, the number. Let me play this real quick, by the way. Let everybody remember Jessica Delfino, of course. This is from her CD, which I didn't get a chance to hear it the first time she was on. I just knew I liked her. But the CD is fantastic, Jessica.
Thank you.
And it's called I Want to Be Famous. And this is a short song on it. It's called Only a Stranger's Cock.
Well, my boyfriend and I split apart in Scotland when we were over there to do a show as a folk rock band. Thank you, I wrote that rhyme myself. And nothing could subdue the pain that I went through except for booze, lots of it, and pot. And a stranger's cock, only a stranger's cock, can take the pain away. Only a stranger's cock can take the pain away. Only a stranger's cock can take the pain away. Everybody! Only a stranger's cock can take the pain away.
I played every instrument in that recording at the same time. Thank you.
it's beautiful. I upset myself a little bit when I whistle it around the house. What are you whistling? Oh, only a strange... Oh, I something I heard on Disney.
I was very honored to have Colin Quinn. He heard me play that song at a show a couple weeks ago, and he told me it was, you know, I think he said something about it being eligible for a Grammy, or it should be, or something like that.
Well, I watched you do it live in front of an audience, and she really, you know, on the tape, she says, on the tape, I'm old. She says, everybody, we all sang it. It was a great sing-along.
Yeah. It was fun.
Do your parents go to your shows?
My mom and my dad don't live anywhere near here, but when they come to town, they do. Yeah.
Do they sing? Only a stranger's car.
I don't know if they've heard that one before, but my father is so proud of me. Like, he calls me up and he's like, you're doing it. You're living the dream. Like, he's really into it. He's
sucking that Scotland
cock. He's like, you got denounced by the Catholic League. You're doing it. You're really doing it.
I guess they're not religious.
Well, no, not really. No, not so much.
How are we all from Adam and Eve? You got her parents, you got my parents. How are we all one family? I don't think we are.
My mom's also proud. She's proud.
Congratulations.
But it took her a while. It took her a while to come around to the whole stranger's cock thing as a way of her daughter makes a living.
What does she do? Songs and skits.
She's a comedian.
That's plenty. I saw this in a magazine. It's a Budweiser ad for not drinking. Meanwhile, you know, buy their product. But it's just a picture of a guy with a dopey smile. And it says, want to go home with me tonight? I'm the designated driver. It's the one pickup line that always works. Am I the only one that finds this very, very strange? Am I the only one seeing the angle you're picking up drunk people? Hey, I can drive you home.
I'm all in.
I think the fact that they're saying it's the pickup line makes you feel that way. Because
yeah,
of
course it is.
Right, right.
It's like a play on words.
Yeah, except line. Straightforward. Yeah. I'm picking you up.
Except totally inappropriate. Right.
I saw the movie Avatar, by the way.
I saw it.
I saw it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah.
3D. I saw it in 3D.
Saw it in IMAX 3D. Yeah.
But I don't understand why we were wearing glasses. Maybe the first minute was 3D and the rest I was wondering if it's the same without my glasses.
It's not, by the way. It's more red and green and blurry without your glasses.
Yeah, but it wasn't really that in my face.
I thought it was very psychedelic. It really brought me back to my teenage years of too much LSD.
When you were hugging trees?
Oh. Yes. Experience.
Too much LSD.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was very just simple, just very, we get it. How did hippies get such a huge budget like that? we're destroying the land, everybody.
Well, first the hippie.
If you just believe, we can be friends with the flying birds.
First the hippie had to make a couple non-hippie movies. Terminator, Aliens, then a hippie gets the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everything had to be so laid out for us. You see this man? He's the white man that we follow. He is very in charge of the military, and he says racist things, and he wants to destroy everything, and he doesn't think of anybody else but that. And you can't change his mind about anything because he's a close-minded person. See the close-minded person, everybody? Let's go to this other person.
I'm surprised there was an arrow like pointing. Right. Close-minded, close-minded. Look out for this guy.
This person? She greets people by saying, I see you. That means she sees into their soul. This whole place season to the soul. You could still make them mad because if they have reason, you will be mad. But if you look at them, you're looking in them. See, everybody? Open person, closed person. Now let's look at what happens with open and closed people. Let's look at this. Closed person, destruction. Open person, talks to trees and makes happy things. Closed person, angry, not nice words. Open person, has sex with their face.
Gets to make love underneath a weeping willow tree that glows in the dark.
Connects to all living things, for they are one. Now, no. I'm into this. I actually wrote a song called I See You based on, you know, the whole idea of...
Nobody really looks at each other.
Exactly. So it was really weird when she first said I See You. I'm like, I wrote this song, you know. And because I have, you know, parts of hippie inside of me, and I do believe in some part of it. I don't need it jacked up in my face. Like, hi, can you come on my face a little bit more? I didn't see you drink me off that hard. And it was just too much. It was just who. And I'm surprised that so many people go back and love it so much, because since when do we live in a world full of hippies that they're like, oh, it's so beautiful, it's so magical. Well, stop yelling at each other. We could possibly live in this world. Maybe we're not talking to trees and connecting our hair to their hair, but, you know.
I thought it was very sexual, that whole, like, connecting of the thing to the thing. It
well,
was
right. like, if you're going to have sex like, by just staring at each other, that weird. Might be the only other thing possible.
But it was kind of bestial when they'd, like, jump on the bird and, like, connect their thing to their thing. It was, like, hot. A little bit sex weird.
Yeah, it is something. People are being depressed leaving this movie because they want to live in this world. And and I bet you say, well, what don't you like about this world? Nope, shut up, die! Like, all right, nerd.
It was really weird, though, the government thing. The whole government thing really irritated me, the way they were, like, really villainizing the government. Because, like, I'm a little anti, you know, gov myself.
Not you.
I can be.
No.
I can be. But the way that they were so blatantly being like, the government is mean and kills everybody. They just, like, I didn't believe the scenario.
It's annoying because it's the people that they're going after. The whole place is glowing
and
with
beautiful.
Happy.
Yeah,
the government, like, can't even see that it's glowing. It's like, how can the government be so blind? We literally said, I see you, and you can't see us. Oh, my God.
It's like the government, like, would, you know, as if they'd blow up Smurfland like
exactly.
that. You know, like, just this peaceful, beautiful. They just go in and just start stomping on little Smurfs and, like,
crush you all.
And as soon as the military guy or whoever said these, what did they call them? These, Neanderthals or something like that. It's like the way he said it was very close-minded.
Yeah, there was. They say there were a lot of kind of racist things in there. I noticed a little bit of Indian American kind of.
Yeah.
You know.
Of course. Sure.
Parallels. But they called them, like, you know, the blueies. You know, those bluers.
Right.
The bluegers. Like, you know, there. It was like a little bit like silly almost.
Instead of trying to collect their version of oil underneath their land.
Exactly.
Why don't you take one of those fucking birds, find out why the grass lights up every time you step on it? You know, there's a lot to study here. Even a government, that, you know, even the pilgrims understood that. Let's look around and, oh, corn, what is that? They took at the time.
Yeah, no, the government just destroys.
they
sucks because it's too much. You have to go so far out. I just feel
give
like
them poison blankets, like the, you know, they did in the beginning. Yeah. They have to blow up the tree of life, really? That beautiful tree?
Right. It's so big.
They could have kept it, you know? They could have made it their own tree.
There's, it did. Now people are saying the story's kind of not so great. If not, I was going to say shitty, but I think people just said, nah, the story's not so good. But visually, and this is
visually.
Everybody told me about this, it's amazing. And I'll tell you something, it does change the way you watch movies. Now to watch a movie, you pay $17.50. So it definitely changed that.
But the beauty of it, you could have watched the 10-minute, you know, version of it. If you're talking about the beauty, we really just saw, okay, this is lighting up as you're walking, like you said, you know, the tree talks to you in a not-so-talky way. I mean, it's really just, it could be 10 minutes if you're just trying to watch something beautiful. Just start it over and watch the same thing.
I was bored, and I'm not exaggerating. I was bored, and I saw My Bloody Valentine in 3D. And it's a horrible story, but it's amazing. I said this before too, like, everybody in this room, I guess this is 3D, but it's not. That 3D in movies is amazing. That's different. They really need a new name for it. But just the grass, you know, up in your face, everything in 3D, that was amazing to me. This movie was not. I was over it quick. I was over. I'm like, ah, oh, you're gonna jump again, and I'm gonna feel like I'm jumping. I didn't feel like I'm jumping. Those little rides that you sit in, and you feel like you're on a roller coaster. That's far more realistic than this $20 movie.
Well, I did not find it
amazing.
Part.
And then you get out of there, and they go, glasses. We need your glasses back. I'm like, $20. I'm taking the poster too. By the way, here's the fucking glasses. Now show me that Michael Jackson video again.
Wow, those are pretty fancy. Those are like pilot goggles you got.
They're
over
huge.
There. Yeah.
Well, I think the story wasn't good because it was insulting. It was just, and we're not giving away anything. You know, you see all this talking to the trees thing right away. And
you can probably read the whole story online if you look, if you Google
Avatar. I say
the
first 10 minutes, you know what's happening. It's you're good to go, you know? And it's not that I was bored. I was really just insulted. You really don't need to break this down to me that harsh. You really didn't come up with a story. You came up with an idea. You stretched it over 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. I think movies are too long.
I do too.
That. Movies
There's
are
no
too
reason.
Long.
No story.
Cut it in half. Yes. Cut my price tag in half. Give me a thing of free popcorn and go fuck yourself, please. Thank
Standing
you.
Standing ovation from Keith Malley for Jessica Delfino. He is now officially in love with you.
Movies don't need to be 2 hours, but I'll give it to you. I'll let you have 2 hours. No story should take longer than 2 hours.
You know, remember they do them in the drive-ins, right? The drive-in gives you a back-to-back. They give you a double feature.
Right.
Do that. Like, give us two movies each an hour long or whatever.
Right.
Or what's that one that came out, the Quentin Tarantino?
Kill Bill?
Yeah, no, not Kill Bill. The other. The
Grindhouse.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like two or three.
Yeah,
whatever.
Give me a whole nother idea.
Yeah, like Ben's song yesterday. It's like three songs in one. Thank you, you know? More of that.
I mean, the guy's doing that in Avatar. He's doing his little science updates about being on a planet, and he goes, oh, I've been on this planet for 3 months. I'm like, really? Because it feels like four. Jesus, I felt like I was getting to know the Na'vi.
B. Davis is saying, I hated this movie the first time I saw it in the 90s when it was called Pocahontas.
Yeah, it's fine. That doesn't bother me. I hear like it's Dances with Wolves. You know, I don't know. I just know I was bored. I don't care if it's a retelling of a story, but I'm like, I get it. You're blue.
One of the best parts of the movie, though, was when the guy in the front row of the movie pulled a knife on someone and security had to come in and get him and take him out. That's just my opinion.
That's why you like the movie.
Maybe.
I missed that part.
Maybe, yeah.
Hey, I wonder, like... Gotta ask Gunner or somebody that's overseas.
I'm sorry, really quickly before Preston Buttons is saying it wasn't the government, it was a company. I guess you do need to spell shit out for people a little more. Thank you, Preston Buttons. You were saying the company, the government. We get it. Do you need it spelled out more? This is a company.
Right.
It's not the government. I'm sorry, we made such a huge mistake.
Yeah.
How can we compare?
But it's still the government.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Does he need it spelled out more?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The government. governee. Sorry.
Yeah, he's wrong. This guy's wrong. I was going to ask. The people, where I'm watching this movie. I saw, what I see before? G.I. Joe. Now I understand these are... I'm talking about fantasies, right? I mean, G.I. Joe's fucking ridiculous. I don't know. It's this disease I have. Why did I see it? I expected it to be worse, quite frankly. But yeah, of course it's terrible. But anyway, when you're really in war, military people, between bombings and running from one cover to the next.
And invading houses and all
right.
that stuff.
Do you have time to go, fuck, we're not in Kansas anymore? Do you have time for that? Like the Taliban's maybe pointing a pistol at your friend.
Hajis, this isn't going to be a good day. Yeah. Oh, man, this is going to be one of them days.
Thank God it's Friday.
Do you say, honestly, I was hoping you'd do that. I'm just curious. I've never been to war. I'm just curious. No, I don't know. I was like, meh, meh. And then I Twitter that. I Twitter my review. Avatar, meh. Hashtag controversial. And then that goes to my Facebook automatically where, you know, more people start rating to it. It's like, what is that? Taylor. I remember you, Taylor. And again, Taylor has a big prize. He's like, what didn't you like about it? I didn't like it. I don't know. I was bored. And then we keep going for a little bit until finally I go, it's the worst fucking movie ever made.
Mm.
So right now I know his head's spinning. There is no talking to this guy.
And what is... what's the girl, the pilot, Rodriguez?
Oh, yeah.
That was
a weird change.
She, poor girl, had the worst lines, all of the worst lines in the history of all movies. Every time she opened her mouth, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
How the fuck do I wish I remembered some of her lines because she had to act like the biggest dyke in the world for
Anyone
some reason.
Anyone need a pilot?
Anyone need a pilot? I'll fucking rock this. But it was just really weird how they... mander up very much how they and the wife beater, she's like, I'm ready for war, but the wife beater is just tight just well and just cut between the boobs,
right?
Because you need that for war, because she's dykey, but we're still looking like
dykey,
she's
hot,
but right? Hot.
Yeah
I'm she's hot. Still a lady.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Worst movies, by the way, the list is coming out from the Razzies, of course, the opposite of the Oscars, and G.I. Joe is in it. Up for Worst Picture. All About Steve is up.
What is that?
You saw it. You hated it. It was...
I saw it?
The guy from The New Office.
Yes.
Dane Cook's in it for a minute, I guess.
Oh, boo.
Do you know what I'm talking about,
no.
though?
No.
Yeah,
wow,
you saw
I
it.
Saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
I wonder why it's up for a Razzie.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, that was god awful. Land of the Lost, I got it from Netflix. I'm very proud of myself to say I put it right back in the envelope without watching it.
Wow.
I'm an adult. I don't have to see everything.
I'm really impressed by people who walk out of movies.
We've done that. Keith and I walked out pretty recently. What was the movie?
The Informant.
We just couldn't. We kept looking at each other like, this has got to get better.
I torture
right?
myself. I paid the $10, $12, whatever dollars. Right. I sit through the whole thing.
Usually Keith does too, right, Keith?
Yeah.
And I pretty much do also. But that one, The Informant, it was just redundant. Just every scene was the last scene with new, less clever words.
The
just,
name. I mean, I'm judging the movie by the name, The Informant.
But you think Matt Dillon and it's
Damon.
Interesting. Damon.
Matt
and it's
Damon, yeah.
Interesting sounding story.
I don't know. Most movies, really, I'm watching and I'm like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. This is dry and clever. I get it.
I'm one of those people who watches movies and like, I could do better. I could do better. But then, of course, like, I can't even finish, you know, writing a chapter of a book.
You're spilling your homemade martini. I could do better. Yeah. I'm going to mix it in my mouth. The Razzies also are having worst movie of the decade, worst movie in the last 10 years. Up for it is Battlefield Earth.
No idea.
See, I gotta see
again.
These now.
Yeah.
It's my disease. Freddy Got Fingered, which...
I thought everybody liked that.
Nobody
Newsy
liked
just
it.
Just gasped.
It sounds sexy.
Did you like it, Newsy?
It was a goof. Like, it's a funny movie. You don't take it seriously. So I guess
oh,
I
boy.
Still
We're
be
talking
considered.
To Irony okay. Man.
Yeah, I thought it was about the CIA. This Freddy Got Fingered with hanging meat and jerk off. I know McNally loves it, like he swears by it. The movie's god awful. It really is, I mean, horrendous. Geely, I Know Who Killed Me, and Swept Away.
Oh, I Know Who Killed Me, I cannot believe, was in movie theaters. That was a goof, but nobody knew it.
Right.
Except the people sitting down in the theater with me, and that was awesome.
You guys know Rip Torn? He was in Men in Black. He was the guy in charge of the two Men in Black boys.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I say boys because he's 78 years old, Rip Torn. You know, I'm talking about Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. And he was in Larry Sanders' Show. He was the agent, I believe, right? Which was a brilliant show. Anyway, he was arrested Friday night, Rip Torn was, after allegedly breaking into a bank in Salisbury, Connecticut. He appeared in court yesterday, posted a $100,000 bond, 78 years old, was arraigned on burglary and firearms charges. His attorney said the client has been cooperative. The actor is accused of breaking into a bank near his Lakeville home on Friday night with a revolver while intoxicated.
I tell you what, I Googled imaged him, and some of the current pictures of him,
makes
it,
makes it not surprising, and we'll post some of that, of course, on keithandthegirl.com under episodes, notes, and pictures.
You know Tracy Morgan? He's the black comic. He's on 30 Rock, of course, and I wonder, like, is this guy acting, or is he, like, so mental that he's doing shit, and they make a whole script around it?
Yeah.
That's what Rip Torn is. Rip Torn was so great, and Larry Sanders, he's threatens to kill people that don't, you know, aren't helping Larry Sanders. I mean, the guy's nuts. And then you realize none of these people are actors. Rip Torn is fucking insane.
My boyfriend has this hysterical bit that he does, like whenever we watch a movie, to illustrate that, where he says, okay, so Tracy, we're going to need you to just show up at the set today around 3 o'clock and just, you know, just do what you do. Just be yourself. Right. Just, you know, and it's hilarious, especially in the context. Maybe not right now, but yeah, it's really good. And Rip Torn, I mean, looking at his picture, it's just wow. It's like looking in a mirror.
Sean from Alberta is in a mirror. Sean from Alberta is saying when Rip Torn dies, the RIP part might look confusing.
Mm. Oh, I follow.
Wait for it.
Will you please smile when you get your, you know, like it, do something. Clean yourself up a little. Just, you know, anything.
For your mugshot?
Yeah, it's like, this is just
I think
really
a mugshot
bad.
Is usually a surprise picture.
I think, like, you know it's going to be everywhere, so you want to look good, but you don't want to say to the court, I'm being an asshole.
And I knew it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The Oscar-nominated Torn, best known for his role as Zed in Men in Black, is expected to go into a treatment facility for alcohol abuse. Mr. Torn is expected to enter an alcoholic treatment center as soon as possible, and this was a condition of release by the judge. Rip Torn is saying that he thought the bank was his house. He couldn't get into the bank, so he broke in, and then somebody found him passed out, and he's like, what the fuck are you doing in my house?
Somebody should tell him that Men in Black did well, just not that well.
So I guess people believe him that it seems like a light, you know, $100,000 bail and you can come back and doesn't, you're like, well, wow, for robbing a bank?
Breaking into a bank, though, that's not like it's not like, you know, prying the window open.
Right, right.
Breaking into a bank is a little more tricky. Wait,
he broke in?
He somehow broke into a bank.
That's genius.
Maybe just, well, there's some place, I don't know what Salisbury's like, I mean, but, you know, I'm not picturing New York City Bank. I mean, you could
sure,
back home where I'm from, you know, you smash a window.
It was probably a Dairy Queen once, and then they turned it into a bank.
It's the Dairy Bank. They didn't say that. Do you guys see the Grammys?
Eh.
I saw Dina's Twitter. She goes, I turned on the Grammys for 2 minutes. I got my fill.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
All done. Green Day is going to be on Broadway with their American Idiot. That album. Isn't that weird?
What do you mean? They're going to be on
they're not.
Their music is.
Yeah, with so, 17 dancers and flyers and all that.
So there's going to be
a Broadway show.
Based on their music.
Based on the album American Idiot, which is about George Bush and the war.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Because I'm okay with it.
Do whatever
your music
you want.
With whatever you want.
Do
yeah.
Spider-Man on Broadway. I don't care. But you know what?
Aren't you supposed to be anti-shit?
It makes me think of the Pearl Jam commercial. Where Pearl Jam, who fought Ticketmaster, definitely anti-establishment, right? When Pearl Jam was at the peak of their career, is in a Target commercial with the big Target logo behind them.
Oh, wow.
And you could only buy their music at Target or online through iTunes/Target.
Wow. That's a big deal. But for Green Day, why does Broadway have to be the establishment? Broadway's just Broadway. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I see the initial selling out just pop up, you know, just because you're hearing Green Day and Broadway and it just doesn't mishmash. However, Broadway's about music and they're trying to change Broadway's music so you don't always hear the same song over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, so they are trying to incorporate new and more interesting things than your average Broadway thing. So it's not establishment. It's not the government. It is another form of art. So even though your initial thought is, huh, this is very bizarre, why not?
I want to do dirty folk rock on Broadway someday. I do.
I think that can happen.
Ukulele, you know, Stranger's Cock on Broadway.
Why I'm not? In.
Why not?
Well, what's that show that has I've got the tits and ass? Something like that. That was very famous.
Tits and ass. Yeah, that's a chorus line.
That's huge.
Yeah. Tits and ass, bought myself a fancy pair. Yeah, it's like it's practically a dirty folk rock song.
So why not Stranger's Cock?
Why
not? That's all I'm saying.
That's for families?
Is it?
I remember being titillated to hell when I heard that. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. Yeah. You know, a dirty word in a Broadway show.
Going back real quick, I'm being told about Rip Torn that the bank looks like a house. Still, though, once I realized my house has a giant wall safe. You know what? It's already a to-do. Let me pass the fuck out.
I just threw a rock into the window of my house to get in. That was weird.
Plate glass window.
The lock is now on the left side.
The lock's not working.
It says bank in huge gold letters on my house. That's weird.
Max from Boston is saying, I've woken up drunk in a stranger's house before. They were understanding. What is with people?
Hey, guess what? If I woke up in a stranger's house after being drunk and they understood, something happened to me.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They did it?
You woke up in a stranger's house and they're happy about it?
They're not happy. They understand.
They understand.
They've been
because
there.
They probed me a little bit, maybe.
Did Ben Lerman ever tell you guys the story about the girl or his friend who went to Mexico and broke into the house and or accidentally snuck, like went into the wrong apartment and had sex in the shower? And then that's the story, basically.
Did you just tell it?
Yeah, I just told it. Someone went into the wrong apartment and started having sex in the shower.
With who?
With her boyfriend or whatever, the guy. Some guy she like picked up on the streets and someone woke up. The person woke up and
whose
saw them
apartment
having
did
sex.
They think
I think
they
this
were
was in Mexico. It was like a trip. You have to ask him about it, but it's a pretty crazy story.
You know, they all look the same. I picture Mexico like Israel a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And all the houses are the same. That's not fair,
okay,
one.
Okay,
all
right.
I'd let that one go. But get this, getting to the Grammys again. Pink was somehow able to sing perfectly and swing in the fucking air again. How does she do it?
I know.
It's not even breathy, nothing. She's amazing. And the whole audience.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Sprinkler.
They look at each other like, did you see that? Like, can't you tell more than I can tell at home?
I don't think people care. Again, yeah. I know you're going to get mad, but I don't think people care. She's flying through the air.
Then why are they
one or the other?
Why are they shocked?
Care.
They do care.
Because,
you're wrong.
Because people have the thing because you just need to swing from the rafters in order for people to have that response.
I've seen articles on this, and people are saying that was the most amazing thing of the night, and they say about her singing and swinging. They believe this is real. They believe
really,
this
is stupid. That's stupid.
They believe it's real. I'm positive about this, and I always bring this up. When people get caught, Ashley Simpson, whoever, lip syncing because something fucks up, why is that big news? Because they didn't know. No matter how obvious, they don't know. They do not know that Britney Spears is lip syncing. They don't know. Thank you.
That's weird.
And that is my story.
They don't know. They think she's singing and swinging around. They're fucking idiots. Oh, well.
I've sang and swang.
Right.
I would do it again.
Yeah. And I would go, oh, that's good. That's a show.
But I would be panting the whole time.
You'd hear the difference.
Yes, definitely.
Best comedy album they had at the Grammys.
Who was it?
Stephen Colbert's musical album.
Oh, wow. Okay. He's good, that guy.
Yeah, but they show like stand up. They have like Patton Oswalt, I forget who else, two other people, and you're like, why you bother? Somebody did the songs? Okay. Mm-hmm. They'll win. Yeah, no. I mean, you don't got to win everything. It's the Grammys. It wasn't for you anyway, but why are you teasing?
I was up for a nomination.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Oh.
Preston Buttons is saying people also believe that 40 minute album takes 40 minutes to record.
Why can't they have more? I don't get it. Song of the year was You Somebody, Kings of Leon. Mm. It's funny. Who was that? Oh, Ringo. Ringo Starr.
That's You Know That I Could Use Somebody. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
I went on tour with them this summer.
Did you really? Is this true?
Yes, I was at the Reading and Leeds Festival, and they were there. We were in the same general vicinity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Were you outside playing your guitar? Or
no, I was playing on a different, smaller stage as part of the same festival.
Congratulations.
It was a lot of fun. They were great live. Really, really terrific.
They seem nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Handsome bunch of fellas. I saw them eating in the mess hall.
Ringo Starr was presenting with somebody else, and I forget who, but Ringo had to keep saying everything. Like, it was her turn to say something, you can tell. And, like, he's reading her lines, like, jumping into it. Like, we know who you are. You don't gotta get more attention. But he didn't know he didn't know any of these names. And I said this at whatever last thing we were watching, Golden Globes. Like, just wouldn't you take a second if you're a presenter to go over the names that you don't know? It's not Kings of Leon. And know that for a second. Be respectful for a second.
I'd be so scared that I would. Hopefully I can demand the script ahead of time so I can read it ahead of time, mm-hmm. because I think it's very nerve-wracking to stand on there and it's live, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to say people's names wrong, and I don't know people's names.
I would read it in advance, I would study it, and I would still screw it up. That's what I would do.
But at least you tried.
But I would try.
I'll tell you who didn't know that it was on TV. Lil Wayne and Eminem didn't seem to know this thing was televised. Oh my Lord, they were the best performance, I think. Drake, Lil Wayne, and Eminem. But it's hard to tell because you can only hear 4 seconds of the 6 minutes. These, calm down with the cursing so I can hear what the fuck you're saying.
Do they bleep out the entire thing?
They bleep out. I mean, these guys, I don't know what, I don't even know what curse words are half a minute long. But I am not exaggerating. I'm like, I'll wait until this part's done and then I'll know if it's my TV or not.
Motherfucking suck my dick, bitch.
It was crazy. Like, he's doing last name greatest, first name ever, or whatever the fuck he says. And he doesn't even get, he can't even finish that. He got to last name greatest, first name, and then silence. It's like, so it's, he's like, motherfucking Drake, motherfucker! Like, let him sing the chorus. Get people into it.
Swear. I mean, have you seen the commercials with, like, you know, the woman, all her fingers are falling off, the smoking commercials?
Yes.
It's like, they show these most disgusting, vulgar, repulsive commercials while I'm trying to eat dinner, and that's okay, but they can't say,
yeah,
you
I
know,
can't hear Eminem singing about,
they can't say vagina or cock, yeah, or, yeah, like, you know, motherfucker. Meanwhile, I can see someone's hands, like, decayed and rotting.
Yeah.
And that's totally cool.
You could show that. But I can't hear Eminem sing about cutting off Miley Cyrus's tits.
Yeah.
Come on.
They slice it. What was that? The anti-smoking commercial where they slice the brain to show you what it's like to get a seizure or something.
Is that the one? I think I saw that. And I was eating dinner and I was really pissed. I was like,
the brain starts bleeding.
Who do I call? Who do I get on the line right now? Where do I file a complaint?
You called for more Chinese food.
Yes, I did. I was really upset. It was disgusting.
That is gross. I'm going to need an extra olive.
And another cigarette.
Best rock album was Green Day for 21st Century Breakdown. Taylor Swift. I like Taylor Swift.
Meh.
She doesn't bother me. Can't she?
No.
Yeah, she seemed okay to me.
Can you see you belong to me?
People seem to enjoy her a lot. You know, for not being able to sing, she's doing okay.
Amazing.
She's doing okay.
She's got no personality.
God, I wish I couldn't sing. Damn it.
I saw her on Saturday Night Live, and I thought she was fine. Usually singers and sports people are horrendous, and you can tell she gave a fuck.
Oh, she was an actress?
Yeah.
She put on a performance?
She put on a performance. Okay. She cared.
Did she wear a nice outfit?
She looked pretty, yeah.
Okay, that's important to me.
Little Kanye West joke, and I'm like, you get him, girl. I thought it was nice. But she was on with Stevie Nicks, and oof.
Oh, I love Stevie Nicks.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
watching
her.
Oh, I'm just thinking, before and after. That's sad. Mm. But not in the order you're thinking.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, well. When you see three people singing into the same mic, and you know it's a bad economy when they have to do that, but you ever think, ooh, which one breaths is kicking? Like, all right, everybody, strips, for God's sakes. Breath strips. They all can't be good. Then they did Michael Jackson's Kids came out. I think I was the only one going, doubt it. Come on. Those aren't his kids.
Really? I didn't see it.
Get out.
Does it look weird?
Those aren't his kids. There's no Michael Jackson sperm in there at all. Get out of here.
Well, are you thinking about what he looked like right before he died? Because you know that's not his face.
Anytime.
All right.
Anytime. Nothing's in there. Nothing got in the mix. I'm telling you. Breaking news. Nothing got in that mix.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here.
I think that you're probably right about that. I do. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're on the right train.
Okay.
You picked the right side.
I saw the documentary on some channel about Michael Jackson, and I remember them showing his kids with like the veils over them and also without, and I was very concerned. I couldn't believe it. I there was a piece of me that was just... didn't work.
Me and Jessica say, doubt it.
Probably not true.
Nah, I don't think so.
False.
Don't sign us up for that one.
Incorrect.
We're not going to be at that party. No way. Not this guy. No
Red
thanks.
Red X blinking.
Zero. X.
Zippily.
So what you guys are saying is...
You never know. I wasn't there.
Yeah, you know, true. But...
I mean, if the family's saying, then probably. Hmm. I saw Katy Perry. She's dating Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah.
They're two weirdos together.
Oh, my God. Russell Brand. We had some fun. Russell Brand. I was on his show in the UK.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he sent me a lot of very, very racy, sexy text messages afterwards.
Really?
Hello.
Excuse me.
What'd he write you?
He wrote, you know, things like, come around my place later tonight. You know, he didn't ever actually say, like, I want to fuck you or anything like that. But, I mean, what are you going to do with Russell Brand at 2 in the morning on a Thursday?
Poetry,
yeah,
I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you go?
I didn't. And God, you know, to this day,
I regret it.
I regret it a little bit. I mean, even though I knew probably what would have happened, a little piece of me kind of wishes I just took the adventure train to Russell Brand's house.
Because it's Russell Brand or because he's famous now and you're a fame whore?
No, he was famous at the time. He wasn't as famous, but because I think it would have been a better story than to say, I said no and went to sleep. Because <You know? laughs> that's what I did. But a friend of mine was trying to get me to sell the text messages to OK Magazine. He was like, we'll make £6,000. It'll be wonderful. And I couldn't do it. I thought that was going over the line. I thought, you know, going to his house and having sex with him and selling the text messages, both over the line.
Do you still have the text messages?
I do. I saved every single one.
I printed them
out. And I framed them.
They're on the bathroom wall. People have, please be a sweetie and wipe the CD. She has Russell Brand's text
wipe
messages.
Wipe the CD. Should not come out of your face ever again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Album of the year? Taylor Swift. That's the big award, and she got it.
Not bad for not being able to sing. Mm-hmm. She's doing okay. Hey, you know, I don't hate that song either.
You should.
It doesn't bother me. That one, she's the cheerleader, I sit on the bleachers.
She's on the cheerleader, I'm in the cheerleader. She's on the cheerleader, kept her in the cheerleader.
You know, I don't know the words. You know them all.
That is interesting,
those,
isn't
those
it?
Are the words. I just said, hey, it's in the cheerleader.
I don't even, yeah.
In the bleachers, I'm the captain, I'm in the cheerleader.
Those are the words. That's exactly I'm guessing.
I'm so plain, just look at me. Why would anyone want to stick it in my face? Those are the words, right?
I think so.
She's so plain. I don't know why anyone would want to be with her.
Oh my God. So plain.
I have the poll today.
Guys like plain girls.
Is Henda a hater? Ooh. Kind of a musical hater.
It's better than the poll from Friday if I farted.
The answer, by the way, was yes.
That is unconfirmed.
By the way, I completely relate and associate with your whole farting thing. I revert into a four-year-old child every time.
It's every embarrassing.
Time it happens, I laugh until I cry. Seriously. That's how you know that I farted, is I just start laughing hysterically for no reason by myself. As if I just heard the funniest joke in the world, and I did.
I think it's funny when people ask me if I fart, and I turn bright red and say no.
Well, yeah, Henda is different. I'll hear, and we'll be in company, and I'll look at Henda, and she'll go, stop it. Stop looking at me.
Somebody did that to me when I was a child. When I was 10 years old, I went to Florida with a friend, and we were at a rest stop. We were at the South of the Border place,
right,
having, like, going to the counter to pay, and the grandmother farted really, really loudly, and she turned to me, and she said, Jessica, that is disgusting. And I was humiliated. I was 10 years old, and it was
not nice.
It was traumatizing.
That's totally how I would have told that story too, Jessica. Winky face.
Well, could you do us a favor, Jessica, and show us how it's done? Not the farting, but the singing, rather.
Yeah. Yes, outstanding. I can. I have a song. It's a new song.
New debut.
I wanted to debut a song.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yes. I don't know. I understand, Newsy, why she had to lean over and get her own guitar. I'm going to drop you to an 8.
Wait. I see. Okay. So this is a new song.
I'm going to take pictures of you while you're singing the song, and then we're going to post it on our Facebook.
Okay.
Sounds good. I like her guitar. It's a new guitar, meaning I haven't seen it, with 12-year-old drawings all over it.
Yeah, it's actually this is an oldie. It's an oldie. I try not to really bring it out too much because it's never in tune, even when I tune it. Can you hear it?
I can hear it. Yeah, and you know who else didn't tune right? Led Zeppelin. So I wouldn't worry too much.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Me and LZ, we're on a pretty similar plane.
Do you know this one?
Yeah. All right. Okay, so this is a song about you'll hear. It's very straightforward. I'm really into the UFO thing right now because the Vatican apparently came out and is now starting to like do their own research to find out about extraterrestrial life.
Wow, he might as well. Jesus is up there,
right? Yeah, get closer to God. And not only that, but what is the deal with people who complain about getting like anally probed? That's what the song's about.
Okay,
and it goes like this. Let me just make sure I got it. Okay, something like that. Okay, I got it. Here we go. People complain about getting probed by an extraterrestrial, never really appreciating that. That makes them special. Of all of the creatures aliens could have chosen, Brad Pitt, a lion, all of Motley Crue. Instead, they chose to sort of have sex with you. Here we go. People complain about getting anally probed by aliens. But why doesn't anyone ever brag? Why don't they brag? I sort of got fucked by an alien. Me. Think about it. Whoops. It's an achievement of the highest honor. To satisfy that alien probe boner, to be an anal tissue donor, it's kind of like almost having sex with Bob Barker. It doesn't happen to most people in their lifetime. People should be glad they're making a sacrifice to help mankind, however alien probes do. How do they anyway? At least that's how I see it in my mind. There should be an award or a CATCA or a trophy given to anyone whose inner butt is touched by an alien. By an alien. By an alien. By an... People complain about getting probed by an extraterrestrial, never really appreciating. That makes them special. The end. Thank you. People never appreciate it, though.
Beautiful, beautiful. Jessica Delfino, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. It gives you some food for thought.
Yeah, come on.
Something to think about.
What about it?
What are they, how are they studying extraterrestrial life?
I don't really know. My friend sent me this YouTube video about it, and I read it, and I was fascinated.
You read the YouTube video?
Sorry, I read the video, yeah.
Well, that's something.
I watched it. And I drew pictures, too. You can't see them here, but... See, I drew some pictures to go with the video, which are going to be online. Like, for example, this one, the alien holding the anal probe tool.
Oh.
Oh, this is really pretty. You're an artist.
What's the alien saying there?
He says, this is an official tool used for science, you perverts. Yes, you know. He's saying it through telepathy.
I see. Okay. I see.
Where are you posting this?
I'm working on it now, and it's going to be on my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/JessDelfino.
I say I have no problem with us spending money to study UFOs. I'd like to think the government is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Who the fuck knows? I don't believe in extraterrestrial life. People say how egotistical that is. We're the only people in this whole universe. Mm-hmm. I go, yep, that's the way it is. Sorry. Sure, you never know. They do come and go, oh, we didn't think about it.
What about all the people who've, like, you know, been touched by an alien?
Did you check them for drugs?
I check for UFOs that come to America, check the dragons that go to London. I want all these things looked into. I don't see why not. I don't see who it hurts. It's a little portion of our taxes anyway. Who cares? And I like it. I think it's fantastic. Everybody doesn't believe in UFOs, but they stand in line for Avatar.
Oh, here.
Doesn't make sense to me.
I'd like to give this picture to you guys. It's a gift. It's all of Motley Crue. It's the slide, the frame from all of Motley Crue.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's original artwork.
All right.
We'll post this up. Thank you.
I should sign it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Could you sign their names? How Mark Sanchez signs things. Hey, let me mention this, by the way. The stand-up contest, of course, is going on right now. April 15th stand-up show, the yearly one that I do. You can open for it in front of everybody. Right there in the big time in the New York City. Just send a two-minute MP3, 2 minutes max MP3. You know, put your name on it and everything so we know who you are. And we'll play it, and the listeners will vote on the best one. And
so far, only Canadians have won.
That's true.
So I don't know if that's going to happen again. I didn't think it would happen last year, and it did 4 years in a row.
McNally won. Then
Allison Pound
won, and then Angie the Strange won.
Canadians are great.
They're okay.
Them. They're so good.
They're growing on me. And I would take part of our tax monies to study Canadians. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think that's going on.
I think that they're worth studying.
I think so.
They're really a lot of great people have come out of Canada. Some of my favorite musicians and everything.
And
all the people who have won who have made their debut in stand-up in the April 15th show, which, by the way, has now officially been booked, and you can buy your tickets for online at keithandthegirl.com/tickets.
What are you guys waiting for out there?
So April 15th,
what are you
already
waiting for?
There are already meetups before and after. We're doing things on April 15th, April 16th, April 17th, but it's all around Keith's birthday on April 15th when he does his annual, and this will be the 7th annual taping. You will be there for the taping of the next DVD, April 15th, Broadway Comedy Club. The tickets and all the information is at keithandthegirl.com/tickets.
If you have a Keith and the Girl tattoo.
Oh, right.
Who are tattoos? My gorgeous face. You get in for free. Here's what have to do. That's right. Totally for free.
Totally sweet.
It's $28 online, $35 at the door. So, you know, buy it online. Why not? Save a couple bucks. But if you got a tattoo related to Keith and the Girl, send us the picture. Send us your email. You know, we already know who you are. But just verify your comments so we have you on the list. And done. Scot-free. That easy.
Boom. Yeah,
if you do have a tattoo, you still need to be on list. So you do have to send it to send the email to us saying that you want to come April 15th, and we do have to confirm it with an email back. And you have until April 1st to confirm that you have a tattoo and to be on the list.
So let me get this straight: people can't just show up, for example, and flash their titty tats at the door guy and walk in.
Okay. No, they have to be on the list by April 1st.
Okay.
Right? Is that too much to ask for, Jessica?
No, I don't think so at all.
Yeah,
until
April 1st. You can get a tattoo right now and have it for me April 1st. Mm-hmm. But what am I going to do? April 15th, I got to start verifying tattoos. Right. I have to bring in a science table. What do you want from us?
And do comedy and think about your act.
I have enough on my mind.
Come on, first, people.
I didn't even write it yet. Now I got to fucking worry about if I'm seeing tattoos. Or, what am I doing? I'm one person.
I saw your your stand-up act at the Sacapunta show.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny.
Thank you.
I laughed out loud. I did.
That was a close. I didn't know where that was going to go.
So I, you know, for those of you first-time listeners, if there are any out there, just do yourself a favor, huh?
Get your
butt over there.
There you go. I got a hype woman.
Yeah. And the older stuff, all 6 DVDs and CDs are now available at keithandthegirl.com/store. So I would get that now. Otherwise, you're going to be lost on April 15th, mm-hmm. you know.
It intertwines. Yeah. I make sense of all the other CDs.
I actually have poorly repeated one of the jokes that you told on a couple occasions, even.
I'll take it. For your stand-up. It saves time writing.
No, not mine. No, to other people. You should have heard this one. This guy over here.
Which one?
It was the one where you said that I didn't write any material either, actually. Like the line
to
a comedian.
Isn't that funny?
It was funny. Yeah.
That's in the Sacapuntas thing, which is a Keith and the Girl TV show, actually. It's the last one up right now. KeithandtheGirl.com/TV. And, of course, today we should have the new computer one up also. Let me tell you this, though. Exciting news. This is a poll we had up. Will the jerk-offs from Jersey Shore all be back together for a second season? Here's the answer. Yes, they will be.
Oh,
they
my did God. Strike I can a sleep deal. Now.
They will all be back for 12 new episodes that are going to air this summer. Remember, all the Jersey jerk-offs.
Remember the thing before I said about the names and how, like, just, yeah, that was one of them. I've never seen Jersey Shore.
Me
based
either.
On the name alone.
Right, right.
Name alone.
No, you're right, but
I don't need it.
I can't believe, though, you know, we're talking about Jersey Shore with a war going on. But this has to do with Haiti. This is serious business. I think it's kind of funny. You know how, like, you would, you text to 90999. Mm-hmm. You text 10 bucks. That your phone bill's charged.
I did that.
That goes to Haiti. We did that too. Yeah. We're very good people.
Okay.
Very good people. Everybody in this room is a good person.
Newsy?
Hi. Am I a good person?
Are you a good person?
Oh, wait, no. I'm part Haitian, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good enough.
Hi. Yeah.
You don't understand why we didn't just give you the money.
Why not? I'm sure I'll send it to somebody I know out there.
Oh, God.
He puts his hand out. Hey, guys, did you hear? And I tried. We had Chinese food. I tried to give him all the rice. I wasn't impressed.
I can feed an entire village.
That's right. But it somehow it doesn't help him. But anyway, here's what somebody did. They went to the AT&T store and where they have all the phones on display. And they text.
Oh, that's brilliant.
10 bucks here, 10 bucks here, 10 bucks here.
I love social pranks like that. More.
So then, you know, AT&T is given 10 bucks at a time. And they go, well, we didn't agree to this. So they call, it's an AT&T, you know, store.
They have to call their own customer service.
They call AT&T to get these $10 off. You know, they're giving the runaround because all these customer service are shit. AT&T gives up on AT&T and just pays it.
Brilliant. Ha ha. Take it.
All right. And now to make everybody sad. Ready for this? This is an 80-year-old man apparently shot and killed his wife and himself while telling a 911 dispatcher that they wanted to commit suicide because of their failing health. Mm. According to Lake County Sheriff's Office in Florida. This is Fruitland Park, Florida. This is a little weird. Like, why do you have to drag the 911 operator into this? Like, I'm going to kill myself. And then you have to live the rest of your life, even though you're old and you're going to kill yourself. It has nothing to do with you. But, like, is there one thing I could have said different? And then you have to deal with it. That's not nice. But you don't hear the gunshots, but the cops did come to the house and they saw both these people dead, the gun next to the guy, the phone that he was on right next to him, but they do have the call.
Fruitland, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Another word about names and what they mean.
All right, here we go. Let me see. And begin. And do it. I'm ready to kill myself. All right. Refreshing. I wouldn't have saved these guys' lives. Hold on a second. Now, how do I record your call? I forget. Can you repeat all that? What you hate about everything? It helped me out. Thank you. Hold on, sir. My computer's loading. Okay, so they made a call. Who gives a shit?
911, please fire ambulance.
911. I'm just letting you know
that me and my wife are going to commit suicide right now. We've had all weeks in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So
what is your address, sir? Sir, what is your address? What's going on?
Well, she's bedridden and can't do nothing, and I broke my back, went out today. I can't pick her up. I can't even bend over. And we want to go alone together.
Let's get someone to come out there and, you know, help you out. You know, do you have any family? Hello? Sir? Go ahead and put in what you got.
I gotta say, I don't know that I would do anything differently. I think not as an operator, as an old person. His wife is bedridden. Mm-hmm. His back is out. He can't help her, and she can't help him, and they're done.
Right. Suicide assistance facilities. There should be them. Why are there not?
Yeah, I mean, even
I agree, Yoda.
Thank you. Even if they go to a home, what's somebody gonna do with them? And I thought it was so sweet but awful. He's like, we just want to die together right now.
Send a postcard or something to the police to pick you up if you don't want to sneak up your neighborhood, but do not call somebody and give them that responsibility.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, they're elderly people. They didn't really probably know another way to do it, like just pick up the phone and call them and tell somebody we're gonna be here before we do it. You know,
not
like
the
whatever.
Grandkids.
It's like a simple thing, probably just the easiest thing at that point. They're like, whatever, society's given up on us. We don't care.
I'll be embarrassed if Meals on Wheels comes before the police. But that, you know, I mean, you don't know what to do. But that lady doesn't need to go. You don't have any family that can come. Okay, easy. Do you have a job to take your mind off it? No. Okay.
They're trained though, right? They tell them what to say.
Not for suicide. No. I'll. Do you need fire? You're trained. Do you need an ambulance or do you need a police officer? Okay. There's your training.
Would you really feel bad for the rest of your life? This person is.
I wouldn't. I'm
their
a scumbag.
Job.
But yeah, you can't. People do have feelings, and they are going to think like I could have said something. Sure.
I don't know if I would feel that way. I was a waitress one time, and this woman choked on a meal that I gave her, and she died. She went to the hospital. I don't know if she died or not, but she was very elderly. But I didn't think to myself, I wonder if there was some way I'd serve the plate, if it could have saved this woman. I mean, she was like 80.
But you just remember you didn't get a tip.
No, I didn't get a tip, actually. Yeah.
Did you get the rest of the day off? Did you pretend to be
upset?
I got
the rest of the job off, yeah. I did.
Because you're a killer. We can't be hiring killers.
Well, she was sick. She was like an older lady, and it was a family party. It was her birthday party. It was actually
oh,
like,
God.
Wow. Now, it doesn't bother you that had you gotten her drink on time, she could have washed it down nicely.
Oh, I was a good waitress.
All her family members are there. Nobody can pass her some water.
Yeah, really.
That's not their job. They hired Jessica. Oh, it has to come from Jessica. The Heimlich maneuver. Remember that class you missed because you went and saw Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
Okay, you know.
Who cares?
But that's a sad story. But at the same time, it is kind of nice that they got to go together.
Right.
You know?
Unless,
bittersweet.
Of course, unless he just killed her and he made it all up.
Right, maybe
she was
made
fine.
It up.
I don't know why we're taking his word for it. He sounds a little crazy.
Yeah, good point.
Where'd he get the gun?
It leaves a lot of questions. It really does. Yeah. What were they watching on TV?
Matlock.
What was their last meal?
Pudding.
Matlock and pudding.
And then you realize, killed yourself. Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah.
They were watching the Grammys and go, nothing's new. I did see a lot of Twitters and things like that where people are shitting on the Grammys, like, oh, it's the same old shit. It's, you know, this and that. Meanwhile, they're downloading all their music illegally.
Mm.
If you want new shit, you have to buy the new shit. And that's how you get new shit, you know?
We're all supporting the same actress.
Yeah.
The same
exactly.
singer.
Yeah. Buy things. Quit. You're stealing things as you're complaining about the world not changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought about that as I downloaded Phantasm 2, 3, and 4. You know what? Honestly?
Deserve a surprise.
Phantasm.
Well, I just did that.
These movies are terrible, but Phantasm 2, I'm watching. I'm like 30 minutes into it. And not because I wanted to take a break, because I had to go to bed. But I was, it's so horrible. I mean, it's worse than Saw, worse than all these. But I have to watch these. Like, I am genuinely curious what stupidity in these movies is going to happen next. I was bored and not curious watching the $20 movie Avatar. I am, without silliness, proclaiming the Phantasm movies are better than Avatar. Saw 6 interested me more than Avatar, and this is the truth.
Are they better in the way that, like, say, Beaches is better? Or are they, like, really, like, you got to see this. You got to
No, see neither.
Okay, see neither.
Right. I don't like a kick to the balls or a punch to the face, but give me a second. I'll tell you which one's better.
Now, did you see Drag Me to Hell?
Yes, I enjoyed it. A little long. A little
too, again, too yeah, long.
Too long.
Too long.
But yeah, it was Evil Dead, and I didn't. But I liked it. It was pretty fun. I loved the ending.
Mm-hmm. It was a good ending.
No messing around that movie, mm-hmm. except for the extra 40
minutes. I
like
that the Pretty Blonde did not get to win.
Well, there's the ending. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Well, now you know.
Sorry.
Oh, well. Yeah, she, in case you didn't understand what Jessica just said, don't listen for the next 20 seconds. She ends up being dragged down to hell by these demons anyway. Like, none of it fucking mattered. It's so good.
I don't know that I will go see this movie.
You would not see it. No. There's no way you would see it. Real quick, a teacher in New York City public school has been charged with turning his fourth grade classroom into a fighting ring.
I heard about this.
Joseph Galata told two of his students, ages 9 and 10, this is fourth grade, to settle an argument with a classroom fight. What's the argument? You know what? They are missing. I couldn't get away with a report like this in a school newspaper. What was the argument? There was an argument. That's neither here nor there. One of the students suffered a cut lip and the other sustained a bruised and swollen head. During a January 28th incident at PS, means public school, 65 in an Ozone Park neighborhood. Where's Ozone Park?
Ozone Park is on the border of Brooklyn and Queens. It's in Queens, just before Brooklyn. So it's Queens South. It's where a lot of... Guidos come from Queens.
Is that a bad section or not?
Ozone Park is best known for, well, that's Howard Beach, is best known for the riots between the Italians and the black people, and a very racist neighborhood. It's changed a little bit, but not that much.
Okay.
It's like a middle class but white trash area.
It's not really bad, like...
Is it like Jersey Shore, the New York version?
Would I be scared if you were there at night?
No. Okay. No, I'm white. They don't like black people there.
Okay. After the boys began fighting, Galata, the teacher, told a third student to close the classroom door.
That was the craziest part.
Galata then instructed the other students to back up and give the boys room to fight. Never mind two idiot kids aren't going to be able to keep a secret. You think a classroom of 30 kids is going to keep a secret? All of them.
Yeah.
When Galata sent one of the boys to the school nurse two periods later, authorities said, he told him to lie and say that he was hurt by bumping into another student while trying to pick up a pencil from the floor. That's how you got a bruised lip. The nurse later summoned the other boy because she's not a fucking idiot. Authorities said they learned about what happened after one of the boy's parents overheard him talking about it.
How old are they? 10 years old?
Nine and ten.
Yeah, they're talking.
Of course they're talking. You're talking at 18. Yeah. My teacher let me fight in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Galata and Abraham Fox, a teacher's aide who prosecutors say witnessed the incident, well, you're just as in trouble, are charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a child, which is a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor?
Depends what kind of endangering, I guess.
You're having two kids fight in a classroom. Not dangerous enough. If convicted, each faces a maximum of 1 year in jail.
Wait, how many
the
people?
The Galata, the teacher, and the teacher's aide, the Fox, that watched.
Now, what about the girl who closed the door? What about the student who closed the door?
You're told what to do. I don't think she did anything wrong.
Okay.
I don't think the kids did anything wrong. Right. Your teacher tells you to fight. You're already angry.
Sure.
You're about to fight anyway.
I side with the children. Okay.
The men were arraigned in Queens Criminal Court on Saturday. A judge released them on their own recognizance. They then started a dog fighting ring. What is going on in these schools?
No.
Gulata is 29. He's from Long Island. He has been reassigned outside of the classroom, so he can still work.
The teacher's aide?
The teacher's aide was fired, 43 years old.
Wow.
Teacher's aide, 43. Wow. The actual teacher, 29. So actual teacher has his rights, because, you know, that's hard. Remember, most people, I don't remember how it went. Maybe not most people, maybe I'm exaggerating. But a lot of people weren't on my side when I said the teacher should have got fired that yelled at a kid, maybe the same age. I mean, real young. I think even younger. That was playing with her hair. Remember that?
Yeah.
And this teacher took scissors and cut the kid's braid off. Remember that?
That was crazy.
And people were like, maybe you don't need to get fired. Maybe just a little discipline. But, you know, teachers are hard
to
cut. You get fucking fired.
Fired.
Out of
get
there.
Out. Go.
Good
mean,
night.
Mean.
Scram.
Not even in a nice way.
Goodbye.
Beat it.
No thanks.
Scramola.
Zip.
Take a hike.
Not needing your hair.
So what you feel about the teacher is...
she could say teachers are hard, and you went to school for a while, and you get to be one.
I think this one, there's not even a question. This is...
Well, he's just been reassigned, so no big whoop.
Wow.
A woman who answered the phone for the lawyer for both men had no comment, of course. A message was left at the teacher's address. If you're curious, of course, you know, they didn't call back. A woman answered the phone at the assistant's house, and the lady said, "I'm sorry, I can't help you," and hung up. Nothing happened. Just important to note. No, it's fine. You're a teacher. Sometimes you lose your shit. That's what he said. People said, well, the teacher that cut the hair, you lose your shit and you can't help yourself. You got scissors. You don't lose your shit for 10 minutes.
You can lose your shit for 10 minutes.
Then just, you can't be a teacher.
Yes. Agreed. Just so you know, so that it doesn't negate what you're saying, because what you're saying is actually truth.
You can
lose your shit for 10 minutes, but... You shouldn't, as a teacher, and you shouldn't have the right to.
And not with scissors in your hand.
Right.
You know,
next
and like
you're running with them.
Yeah, they'll hire any old, like, you know, shithead to be a teacher. It's kind of crazy.
You know what? I got every, you know, you're an asshole for saying this. Teachers get paid fine, you ask me. I read what's going on. You're done. This is why you're not getting your raises. Quit cutting hair and making people fight in class, and then we'll talk about if you should get paid as much as an entertainer. I don't see these entertainers starting fights and cutting hair. Well, they're making me laugh and smile.
Well, Keith Smiley.
I'm telling you.
Chris Brown much?
Chris Brown, one. We just gave you two cases. Give me one more. I doubt you can ever anywhere. They're not doing it to kids. Rihanna seems slow, but she's not a child.
Michael Jackson,
sure. Those aren't his kids, though. Oh, other kids. I see what you're saying. All right. Let me mention this. It's February. Who remembers what that means? I do.
I do.
Newsy does.
It's Buy a Nigga T-Shirt Month.
Buy a Nigga T-Shirt Month. Here's what you do for the month of February. But you can put your eyes back in, Jessica. Listen to this. It's okay. It's okay. People like to go around, and they make little jokes here and there. Sometimes they think it's innocent. Sometimes it's downright hurtful, if you ask me.
Even though they always preface it with no offense.
Yes. No offense to me is going saying, I'm a scumbag, and then begin your sentence. But anyway, here's what you do. The month of February is, of course, Black History Month.
No offense, Newsy.
No offense for giving you the shortest month, is what we're saying. So here's what we do. You find anybody in your life that has darker skin color than you.
Do Guidos count?
Of course.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You had fun making fun of them. So for all the racist shit you said and thought, this is how you make up for it. You go to keithandthegirl.com/store. You pick up a Keith and the Girl t-shirt, and you give it to them, and you go, hey, sorry.
And thanks.
Now, if you said the N-word at all between last
February
and this February, I think you owe them two t-shirts, at the least one of our black t-shirts.
I don't say it.
You don't say it?
I know. I have three sisters who are African-American, half-sies.
Nigga, what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How's that? Yeah. You got none in you?
No. I'm Sicilian, so actually I have. Thank you. Hello. He did it. He went there. There you go. Up here. Okay. Yes.
Please. She wouldn't touch you. They're half.
Half.
So there you go. So you make up for it this month, and then you can feel good about yourself.
Something tells me, though, Jessica, that you owe at least one of your sisters a t-shirt.
Yeah,
Something tells me.
And let me mention this also. Valentine's Day is coming up, of course. Keith and the Girl Bingo. We're going to have it in New York City. It's going to
be
fun. Jessica will be there.
She's not
lying. So there's one.
KeithandTheGirl.com/events. Posted it on February 14th. We're going to have people come on in at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Bingo starts. drink specials, $3 drinks. How sick is that? No cover to get in. $2 bingo cards. If you even want to play bingo, we're not going to shove it down your throat. But I think it'll be a lot of fun. Keith and I will be there hosting 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Lolita Bar on Broome Street. All the information is on our calendar, keithandthegirl.com/events, under the February 14th date.
Now, is this show going to be a madhouse? Am I going to have to get there at 5 in order to get into the door at 6?
We are going to try to work around everybody being there. Okay.
What am I going to fucking tell you? Yeah. Now I got to worry about this. I got tattoos. I got a stand-up show. Can Jessica get there on time? Where you got to be? I'll pick you up, sweetheart. Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to ride my bike. I live right down the road. I'm just saying, am I going to be able to fit in?
I'll put
a mass of people.
I'll put a bike rack on the car. We'll make sure we figure it out.
Okay.
We'll get everything done.
It'll be fine.
Right. Watch how I do. Watch how I would do this. Ready? What? Just say you think like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Watch this. Oh, B12. B12, I would say.
It's kind of hot.
Do I put it on the end spot?
Whatever goes under eyes. I that number, I would say. And then you would check your thing and be like, oh, I got a bingo. And I'd say, I only said two numbers. And then I would know. And I could also check the board to see if they match. Like, you would bring your card to me. I'd go like, let's see if these match.
Right.
That's how I would do it.
Right.
So I know what I'm doing.
I understand how bingo works.
Well, I don't want people.
No, he wants to prove that he understands it because we're hosting. Okay. So it's people a big job.
People take it very seriously. And I want you to know I take it seriously.
Especially
too.
The elderly.
Right.
Oh, my God.
If something came up and it said like N69, I would go, something's up. There is no N69.
Okay.
It's
O69. Right. It's O69.
Like as in?
I wouldn't make jokes like that. Kendra would be doing that, and we will snicker at it because she is a child. And I will point out every time she farts as well because I take bingo very, very seriously.
Bring the whoopee cushion.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, and we are giving away prizes to bingo winners. Really, really cool prizes.
Not my whoopee cushion.
Bingo, it's not just for the elderly anymore. No, it's in New York City. It's getting cool very hang. Popular yeah. again. Bingo.
Jessica Delfino.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Hey, it was really good to be here.
What's the website again, of course?
It's jessiedelfino.blogspot.com. That's my blog. That's where I put all my information up on a daily basis. You can Google my name, Jessica Delfino, and find out too much information.
I have, and I will.
Wow.
And where will I be performing live next?
Please.
Great question.
Thank you.
This Friday, I will be performing at a little show at Happy Ending in New York City, 8 o'clock, Carolyn Castiglia. And don't forget Skits and Tits.
I will be there.
Wednesday, February 10th at 10 p.m., starring Kristen Shaw from Flight of the Conchords, Dave Hill, and two super secret celebrity guests.
Oh!
Which I am not even allowed to tell you
I know the
who
secret.
They are. They know the
you
secret.
You should come.
And one of the, yeah, yes. And tickets are $5? What? $5?
No, seriously, I've been to the Skits and Tits. Fucking, I know this. I couldn't believe I walked out going, that was $5. That was retarded.
It's amazing. We're actually, the tickets are $8 at the door, but $5 if you get them in advance. Because so many people came last
packed.
Time that it was just crazy.
So where do you get the tickets online?
You can get them online on my blog. I'm going to put the link up in a day or two here. And also, and if you have a secret password too, you can get in for $5. And the secret password is unicorn69.
So now
that's for your viewers.
We can actually have guessed that.
Yeah, I wish you let us guess.
Oh,
I really would have got it. Now, this isn't going to be some madhouse where I have to be there at 4 a.m., is it? I just want to make sure.
You know what? I recommend you get there at the it starts at 10. You should get there at 9:30 if you want a seat.
Okay.
No
fantastic.
Joke.
Thank you. And let me say this one more time. Pick up Jessica's CD called I Want to Be Famous. I think it's very, very funny.
Thank you. I don't really want to be famous, by the way. That's just the name of a song on the CD. I Want to Be Rich. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
I smell sequel. All right, thank you guys so much. Thanks for spreading the word. Jessica, Newsy, thank you both.
Newsy, where can we find your stuff?
Nowhere at the moment. I would like to send you to the Keith and the Girl Facebook page, the new one that we're trying to work on, Keith and the Girl.
Facebook.com/Keith and the Girl
is where it's at. I'll be uploading all the videos from the Keith and the Girl TVs, and hopefully we'll be posting all the events there instead. So go to that one and sign up for that.
And tell your friends all about it. And Newsy, for fucking that up, you just went down to 7.5. So help him out.
Oh,
the more
damn.
Friends join us on Facebook, the higher Newsy will be.
Keithandthegirl.com.